Some classic fiction next. The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood, first published in 1985. This dystopian novel by Canadian author Margaret Atwood tells the story of a woman who is renamed Offred and forced to become a handmaid in the totalitarian regime of Gilead. Kept in isolation and banned from reading or writing, Offred tries to hold on to her sanity, but is haunted by despair and memories of her husband and young daughter. The story is set in a fictional version of New England, a northeastern region of the United States, sometime in the near future. When the number of violent events begins to increase, at first people pretend that nothing is wrong.
We lived, as usual, by ignoring. Ignoring isn't the same as ignorance. You have to work at it. Nothing changes instantaneously. In a gradually heating bathtub, you'd be boiled to death before you knew it. There were stories in the newspapers, of course. Corpses in ditches, or the woods, bludgeoned to death or mutilated. The newspaper stories were like dreams to us, bad dreams dreamt by others. How awful, we would say. And they were, but they were awful without being believable.
But then comes the catastrophe. The president is shot. Newspapers are censored. Women are fired from their jobs and have their bank accounts frozen. The Republic of Gilead, a totalitarian regime based on extremist Puritan principles, is born. A strict hierarchy is imposed in Gilead, with commanders and their wives at the top. Order is enforced through spying and the regular public hangings of dissenters. Different social groups are identified by the colour of the uniforms they wear. Marthas, who work as domestic servants, wear green. The most unfortunate, called unwomen, who are sent to the colonies to clean up toxic waste, wear grey. Handmaids, who are forced to act as surrogate mothers, wear red with white bonnets that partly cover their faces and limit their view.
Everything except the wings around my face is red, the color of blood, which defines us. The skirt is ankle length, full, gathered to a flat yoke that extends over the breasts. The sleeves are full. The white wings, too, are prescribed issue. They are to keep us from seeing, but also from being seen. I never looked good in red. It's not my color.
Fertility in Gilead has become dangerously low because of disease and pollution. If a commander and his wife cannot conceive a baby, as most can't, they will be assigned a handmaid. The commander has sex with his handmaid in a formal ceremony, while the wife sits behind her. Offred explains.
My arms are raised. She holds my hands, each of mine and each of hers. This is supposed to signify that we are one flesh, one being. What it really means is that she is in control of the process and thus of the product, if any. The rings of her left hand cut into my fingers. It may or may not be revenge.
If the handmaid becomes pregnant, the wife will again sit behind her during the birth and then take the baby as her own. The regime justifies the ritualized rape that occurs during the ceremony by the passage in the Bible in which Jacob has sex with the handmaids of his infertile wives. The last section of the book explains that the story we have just read is the transcript of a historical voice recording. The year is now 2195, and academics at the 12th Symposium on Gileadian Studies are discussing the story of Offred, which was found recorded onto cassette tapes and hidden some 200 years previously. Offred says in her recording that it hurts to tell her sad story, but that she feels she has to because at least that way she can imagine someone out there is listening to her.
By telling you anything at all, I'm at least believing in you. I believe you're there. I believe you into being. Because I'm telling you this story, I will your existence. I tell, therefore you are.
The Handmaid's Tale was first published in 1985, but then republished in 2017, with an introduction by the author to coincide with the release of a popular Netflix adaptation. Margaret Atwood's highly anticipated sequel to the book is due to be released this month. The Testaments is narrated by three female characters and picks up the story of Gilead 15 years after the point where Offred's record finishes.